Alleen in mei 2012 Deltona Masjid Jumma Kudbara Gabayan Masjid Al Hakim Deltona Florida.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم صدق الله العظيم Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. I am grateful to Allah that He has given me this opportunity of being with you in this small mosque. The size of the mosque reminded me of our dear Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ancestor Ibrahim alaihi salam. Therefore I recited a particular verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the story of his grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. The historians and the scholars of Ahadith almost agree that Ibrahim alayhi salam existed in this world some 2500 years before our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we have come after 1400 years after the Prophet. So 1400 years after the Prophet and 2500 years before the Prophet. The approximate time when Ibrahim alayhi salam existed in this world is about 3900 years, almost 4000 years. 4,000 years ago, only he himself and his son, Ismail alayhi salam, did a walk. That is what Allah is narrating to his dear Prophet, our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, remember the time when Ibrahim raised, is, waiz means and when. Is means Saharan. The narrators of the Hadith, the commentators of the Quran say this word is used to tell in a very affectionate manner. They remember, oh my dear Prophet, remember that period of time, that incident, when? Why is Yarfa'u Ibrahim al Qawaida min al Bayt, when Ibrahim wa Ismail. Both names appear. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ When Ibrahim and Ismail were raising the structure of the mosque. The name mosque is not here. Yet the word is bayt. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدُ Qawaid means the foundations. By doing the groundwork. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ الْبَيْتِ means Baytullah. The word in the verse is simple bayt. When they were raising the platform, raising the foundations of the house. What is the house? Baytullah, house of Allah. Remember that time, that point in time, when Ibrahim and his son Ismail by raising the house of Allah, by building it. Baytullah was there even before the flood of Nuh alayhi salam. So during the flood, it was lost. So long after Nuh alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed through Jibreel alayhi salam, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, the site where it existed. That is why this question of rebuilding comes. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates in a very specific manner. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ. Next, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. That is the way the Quran speaks. It doesn't tell the whole story line by line. When they were making the house, then what happened? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. The unmentioned words are, they prayed to Allah together. How did they pray? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh our Lord, accept this from us. Accept this from us is a wonderful prayer for the whole Muslim world prayer. رَبَّنَا, our Lord. Rab is translated by God Rab, which actually doesn't signify the whole meaning that Rab contains. However, this has been the established way. Translations mention Rab as Lord. So رَبَّنَا, our Lord. تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, accept it from us. What is the meaning of accept it from us? If Allah accepts it as a good deed, then it is something. If He does not accept it, it is useless. It's a very basic teaching. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh our Lord, accept this from us. Accept this from us literally means this building, this construction work. But effectively it has a far greater saying, which is explained in the Quran itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has arranged the Quran in such a manner that one verse explains another verse. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, this wording, accept from us, is explained by another verse of the Holy Quran. This is in Surah Baqarah, in the first part of the Holy Quran, out of the 30 parts. Well, the explanation is in the 14th part of the Holy Quran, Surah Ibrahim. That Surah is named Ibrahim. In this Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ibrahim prayed much earlier than رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. The wordings in the Quran are explained by the Ahadith. Our Prophet himself told the story to the companion. So first we have the recitation of the Holy Quran. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. That is the word. Why? رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Oh our Lord, to establish prayer. And the verse from the beginning is translated like this. There again another prayer. رَبَّنَا, O our Lord. There He is alone. In رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, there are two, He Himself and His Son. But in the other prayer in Surah Ibrahim, He is alone. But He is praying the same way. رَبَّنَا. The starting is رَبَّنَا, O our Lord. But the talking is in first person. إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. I have left my son, my dear son, the baby, Ismail. Where was the baby left? With his mother, Hajira, رضي الله عنها. They both were left in a place in between Safa and Marwa, near the future site of Kaaba. Kaaba was not there. Ismail was a baby. Ibrahim alayhi salam took his wife and this baby of just a few days or a few months to that site and left them in the wilderness. No persons around, no residences, no township, unimaginable. So he left them. The story is in the Hadith. The wordings are in the Quran. Explanations are in the Hadith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself referred to the verses and told the story in full to his dear companions. This running between Safa and Marwa, which the pilgrims do, is also mentioned in the Quran. The Quran doesn't mention Hajra, mother of Ismail, but her actions are exemplified. Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'irillah. In again Surah Baqarah, Allah says, Safa and Marwa are signs from the signs of Allah. Why is he mentioning that? Safa and Marwa, two hills. Explanation is in the hadith. The Prophet says, Ibrahim left Ismail with his mother with a few dates and some water. The water and the dates were finished. She could not give milk to the baby. So she went up the hill, Safa first, which was in the southern part. And she was looking in the wilderness all around. Is there anybody who has come just now where she could get some water, she could get some milk? She could not find it. So that is another story. But the particular story we are telling now is Ibrahim left the two, mother and the baby. They went out. There are hills all around. Those of you who have performed pilgrimage, remember what a number of, great number of hills there are in the Makkah Sharif. So one hill here, another hill here, another hill here. When he went to such a place from where he could not see Hajra and Ismail, then he prayed this. What is the prayer? Rabbana inni askantu. Oh our Lord, I have left. Askantu means left to leave. I have put them there. Askantu min zuriyati biwadin ghayri zirain. In a valley where nothing grows. Even today, nothing grows in the valleys of Makkah. Rabbana inni askantu min zuriyati biwadin ghayri zirain. Inda baitika al-muharram, near your sacred house. The sacred house was not built at that time. The site was not known. Ibrahim is still a baby in the laps. There the prayer is. The wonderful prayer. Rabbana inni askantu min muzuriyati biwadin ghayri zizawin inda baitika al-muharram. Rabbana liyuqimu salah. O our Lord, to establish prayer. Can you imagine? He was alone. He left the two, mother and the baby, near Safa. He crossed a number of hills. This is all in the hadith. Then he came to one portion where he could not see the mother and the baby. There he prayed. There is the prayer contained in Surah Ibrahim. Rabbana inni askantu min zuriyati biwadin ghayri zi zara'in inda baytika al-muharram. Rabbana liyuqimus salah. O our Lord, establish prayer. Yeah, call the Azan, inshallah.
সুনত পড়ে না সুনত পড়ার সময় দেওয়া হয়।
This is the first Azan.
Yes.
You can say the 4 rakat sunnah now, or you can say it after I finish my speech, and then the second Azan will be given.
After we finish.
Okay. So I am submitting before you the prayers in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is full of prayers beseeching our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a famous verse in Surah Mumin, the 24th part of the Holy Quran, Surah number 40. This Surah is called Mumin in India, Pakistan and Bangladesh. But in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the Surah is called Surah Al-Ghafir. Because in the beginning there is Ghafir al-Zambi wa Qabil al-Tawl wa Shadid al-Iqab al-Tawl. Ghafir al-Zambi, one who forgives the sins. An attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore the name of the surah is Surah Al-Ghafir in the Arab countries. And because there is a mention of a particular faithful who came to help the Prophet, Mu'min. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرَاوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانًا. Say the person from the Qawm of Firaun who concealed his faith. Therefore the surah is named Mu'min. So both names are okay. Surah Al-Mu'min in Indian subcontinent, Surah Al-Ghafir in the Arabian Peninsula. In this surah, there is a specific saying, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ دُوَوْنِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Wonderful way. Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, your Lord says, اُدُوَوْنِي, call me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, your Lord says, اُدُوَوْنِي, call me, pray to me, ask me for help. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will answer to your call. This is a specific injunction to pray to Allah, to make dua to Him. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. So praying to Him is not a mustahab according to this particular verse. It's almost a farz. But the mustahis don't call it farz. They say, pray to Him. So I have mentioned two prayers, both of Ibrahim alayhi salam. One, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. The prayer we make throughout the whole Muslim world. Allahu Akbar. The prayer he made in wilderness, only he himself and his dear son, still a minor child, who was helping the father in building the house. The two were there. And the second prayer, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. So here comes the prayer. The prayer came first, building came later. The sight was shown to him when Ismail grew up, could help his father. The two together started building the mosque. There he said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Why am I making this building, Baitullah? رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. The two verses together, the two prayers together show us the purpose. What was the purpose of building the Baitullah? The purpose of building the Baitullah was to establish Salah, لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. This historic description should make us understand what a religion Allah has given us. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Look at the historical background. 4,000 years ago, the two persons, Ibrahim and his son, is praying, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, accept from us. Accept from us what? That is elaborated by the other verse in Surah Ibrahim. Why have I left my son here, the baby? رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. I have left my son and his mother in this valley, in utter wilderness. No men around, no house, no tent, only two. Can you imagine what a situation this is? Unbelievable. And they are left, and he moves to a distance. They cannot be seen anymore. The hadith says, there he stood again facing the direction where he left them and prayed to him. Second prayer. Third prayer by the same prophet. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Oh my Lord, make me one who establishes prayer and from my offspring. So third prayer from Ibrahim alayhi salam. All on the same point. What is the point? Establishing Salah. Our Prophet brought this into existence. Beautiful form. The first verse I recited was, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Finish. There are actually three verses in a group. The second verse in the group is, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. The first verse was, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, except from us. Second verse, رَبَّنَا, O our Lord, وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Make us Muslims for you. Make us such that we surrender ourselves completely to you. وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. The word مُسْلِمَيْنِ means one who surrenders himself. In singular it is Muslim, in dual it is مُسْلِمَيْنِ, because they two were there, the father and the son. وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. And from our future generations, future progeny, make a ummah. Make a ummah, he is praying to Allah. Muslimat Allah, who will surrender themselves to you. Next, Warina Manasikana. Teach us the rituals. How to pray. The word manasik is usually used particularly for pilgrimage, Hajj. But in a greater sense it also refers to Salah. How shall we make prayers? How shall we establish Salah? How to do it? So the prayer is there by Ibrahim alayhi salam. 4,000 years from today approximately. وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Next, وَارِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. Show us the rituals. How to perform this salat, that will satisfy you. وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Make us people who surrender to you. وَارِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. Arina means show us. Tactical meaning teach us. Simple meaning is arina. Ari means you show. Arina, you show us. The actual meaning is teach us. The ritual. Watub alayna, turn with your mercy to ourselves. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. You are the most important turner. Whenever you pray, turns towards you turn towards him much more. This is explained in the hadith. Our Prophet said, if a faithful proceeds towards Allah, by this distance, Allah moves this distance. If one runs towards him, Allah walks towards him, Allah runs towards him. The word tawwab is applied to slaves, us also to Allah. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Tawwab means one who turns. The same word is used for us as well as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawwab, one who turns. For us, turning means, O Allah, help us. O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, have mercy upon us. This is our turning. His mercy is, I am your Lord, I turn towards you with all my mercy. How much merciful is it? So tawwab is such a word that is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who turns towards the slave. How? With all his mercy, all his blessings. Our turning is just returning to him as a baby turns, as a son turns to his mother in the afternoon. That is the second of the third group of verses. Third verse. Stay together and make a bunch. And these are recited throughout the whole world very much. If you go to pilgrimage, you are sure to hear this recitation by the Imam. Either it's Makkah Mukkah Ramadan, because all these refer to Makkah Mukkah Sharif and prayer. Third one. Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasulam minhum. O Allah, O our Lord, send in our future generation rasulam minhum, a prophet from amongst themselves, from my progeny. Wa ba'ath fihim rasulam minhum. Yatlu alayhim ayatika. He will recite the verses. Your verses he will recite. That is the first job. What will that prophet do? For whom he is praying? Send a prophet from my generation, from my future progeny. What will he do? He also specified that. Yatlu alayhim ayatika. He will recite your verses. Wa yuallimuhumul kitab. He will teach the kitab. He will teach the book. Wal hikmah. He will teach wisdom. وَيُزَكِّهِمْ will purify them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You are the most powerful, full of wisdom. Our Prophet used to say, I am the answer of my grandfather's dua. Ibrahim made the prayer 25 years ago. Here I come, in Ismail's progeny. Ishaq, two sons of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Number one Ibrahim, Ismail. In his progeny, according to this prayer, our Prophet came to this world 2500 years under the prayer. Can you imagine? How many years after the prayer was made did our Prophet come to this world? 2500 years. رَبَّنَا عَبَاسْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. He used to say, I have come to this world according to the prayer of my grandfather, grand-grandfather, my forefather, Abraham. He made the prayer and here am I. That he has been given the title Khatam al-Nabi, and that is another story. He is the last of the prophets, he is the most favored of Allah's servants, that is another thing. We have just called Azan for Salah. Who introduced Azan? In the prayer of Ibrahim it is only there, the Yuqimus Salah. Who gave the detailed description? The Prophet instituted Azan. The Holy Quran doesn't contain any instruction to Azan directly. Rather it also contains instruction for Hajj. There is a beautiful verse in the Quran. وَأَذِّنْ فِي الْحَجِّ بِالنَّاسِ وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. Give Azan for Hajj, again another job. Give Azan for Salah, that is not in the Quran. That is in the Hadith. Our Prophet went to Medina Sharif and he was discussing with the companions how to call the Muslims for prayer. Some suggested we should ring a bell like the Jews do. Some suggested we could make a loud call. Many mashwara were there. Then one day, a companion of the Prophet from Medina, Zayd, he dreamt that a person was moving in the way, he was walking, and he asked him, what are you looking for? I am looking for a bell or something to call the Muslims for prayer. He said, I dreamt like this. He described the dream. Whole dream is contained all the warnings of the Azan. He came to the Prophet, Ya Rasulallah, I have dreamt a dream. I was moving like this in the dream, and then the person informed me. The Prophet said, this is from Allah. The Azan will be called like that. After a while, Umar radiallahu ta'ala arrived. He described the same dream, but already the instruction was given according to the young companion from Medina. So that is how Azan of Salah came. But the Azan of Hajj is mentioned in the Quran. وَعَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. So I was telling a story. This story tells us that Islam is based on such a solid foundation. And Abraham is at the top. He is mentioned in Bible. Both Old Testament and New Testament mentions him. From him came Isaac. Isaac is Ishaq. Abraham is Ibrahim alayhi salam. Isaac is Ishaq. From Ishaq came Yaqub, a prophet. From Yaqub came Joseph, Yusuf, another prophet. Yaqub alayhi salam, another name of his Israel. The modern state Israel is actually the name of Yaqub alayhi salam. And the Quran mentions Bani Israel, Bani Israel. O children of Israel, means O children of Yaqub. So in the second line, many prophets came. Ibrahim, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, all the prophets. So there the prophets came one after another. But in the first branch, Ibrahim, Ismail, only one came. That is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After how many years? 2500 years. Only one. And there are many prophets in the other chain. Many side. Prophets after prophets. But in this other side, the first one, Ismail, only one. Our Prophet told us, most important thing is Salah. Finish, mashallah. The Quran mentions Salah in many different manners. I will mention only one and finish. This is Surah Qiyamah.
Don't finish, inshallah. They can wait a little.
In Surah Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in a wonderful fashion. Salah saddaqa wa la salla. He didn't testify to the truth. Saddaqa means testifying to the truth, saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Saddaqa. Saddaqa means he spoke the truth. Saddaqa means he attested to the truthfulness of the truth. So Allah says, Salah saddaqa wa la salla. He didn't testify to the truth. Wa la salla. Nor did he say prayers. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. Rather he denied it and turned to another direction. Then the third one, ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ يَتَمَطَّى. Then he went to his dear ones in the house. He didn't say prayers. Look at the wording. Fala saddaka wala salla. He didn't testify to the truth. Means he didn't recite the kalima. La ilaha illallah. Nor did he pray. Fala saddaka wala salla. Number one verse. Second. Walakin kazzaba wa tawalla. Rather he denied it and turned to the other direction. Number two. Number three. Summa zahaba ila ahlihi yatamatta. Then he went back to his residence. Wonderful mention. And with his wife and children, he talked about his disbelief. Ah, these poor people who go to the mosque. I am a modern man. My position is different. Only the poor people go to the mosque. Alhamdulillah, in America, the rich people, they come a lot. Alhamdulillah. But the wording of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wonderful. The third verse. Summa, then, zahaba, he went, ila ahlihi, to his dear ones in the house, wife, children, brothers, sisters. Yatamatta, rejoicing. Why rejoicing? In his disbelief. This verse is a wonderful verse. May Allah save us from tendency. We look down upon those people who work for Islam, the ulama particularly, then go back home, speak with the dear ones, wife and children. Do you know what I saw in the road? These poor people going for a salah. Again I repeat, many rich people also come for salah. But the warning in the Quran is wonderful. ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ يَتَمَتَّى. Then, أَوْلَىٰ لَكَ فَأَوْلَىٰ ثُمَّ أَوْلَىٰ لَكَ فَأَوْلَىٰ أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدَىٰ. All these are from the same surah, Surah Qiyamah. Does man think he will be let go just like that? أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدَىٰ أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَىٰ. Was he not a drop that was ejected? Look at the beautiful mention in the Quran. ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. Then he was a clot of blood. فَخَلَقَ, he created. فَسَوَّى, he perfected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that drop, that clot of blood into such a beautiful human being. A perfect human being. We are not born from our mother's wombs in an imperfect manner. The nose is flat. Eyes are not open. After we come out in the earth, then this happened. No. He created it perfectly, just like a human being. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. A perfect human being is produced in my mother's womb, in our mother's womb. Allah is different there. ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. From that he creates a male and a female. أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُحْيَى الْمَوْتَى. Is not that being capable of recreating from you from the dead body in the grave after you have become dust? Alayhis, that is the last line of Surah Qiyamah. Alayhisa zalika, is not such a being who created you in such a manner in your mother's womb in the dark, after darkness. Alayhisa zalika biqadirin ala yuhiyya al-mawta. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. May Allah give us tawfiq to work for Islam. Marisa.